Listener Production.
Hello, Hamish Finlay here with your local briefing. Well, fire crews have now confirmed a device in a burnt-out car at Adamstown is emitting a small amount of radiation. It's understood the car, which was stolen, had a moisture densometer on board, which contains radioactive material. Part of King Street has been roped off as a precaution. The situation's been described as stable, but Fire and Rescue Superintendent Adam Dewberry says they aren't taking any chances.
We do have the site secure, so the community is safe. I repeat, the community is safe. And there has been no exposures. What will happen now is our firefighters working with other experts who specialise in radiation will work to contain this device or assess it to make sure that this incident can be resolved as early as possible.
A cyclist is recovering in the John Hunter after a nasty collision with a car at Boolaroo earlier this morning. He suffered a leg injury and potential fracture, but is otherwise okay. And another COVID jab is on the way. Adults 18 and over will be eligible for jab number 5 from February the 20th. It's recommended for those who haven't been infected in the past 6 months and haven't had a booster during that period either. Updating sport in cricket, there's an injury cloud around all-rounder Cam Green ahead of the start of the opening test against India as he continues to recover from a fractured finger. While Justin Langer has a new role in cricket, the former Aussie coach is the newest member of the MCC World Cricket Committee. He replaces the late Shane Warne on the independent panel.